Act 48 is the landmark statute that set Vermont on a course toward a publicly financed universal health care system. But the law left plenty of details to be worked out, and Chittenden Senator Tim Ash says it's time to lend shape to the single-payer structure.
Act 48 envisions a future health care system where every Vermonter has a decent health insurance plan as a right of being a citizen of Vermont. The challenge then is, how do we realize that vision when so many people have so many different relationships to health insurance today?
Ash is the Democratic Progressive Chairman of the Senate Committee on Finance, and he helped craft a wide-ranging bill that aims to crystallize that vision. For example, the bill would make the state system the insurer of last resort for Vermont residents on federal health care plans, such as federal employees and members of the military.
What we're trying to do is bring clarity to those many active military people and the thousands of federal employees who live in Vermont, that their primary coverage, which they currently enjoy through the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program or through TRICARE, will continue, that we are not going to disrupt that for them or make them pay twice for it.
The legislation also enforces new timelines on the Shulman administration for selecting the vendor that will administer the single-payer system. Under the Senate's version of the bill, the administration would have to begin the selection process before the end of next year. The legislation won approval in the Senate last month and is now under review by the House Committee on Healthcare, which looks poised to make some significant alterations. Representative Mike Fisher is a Lincoln Democrat and the chairman of the House Committee on Healthcare. Fisher says that lawmakers have learned a lot since they passed Act 48, and he says the Senate bill provides a way for legislators to put some of that knowledge to use.
What do we now know 3 years later that informs the decisions that are in front of us about the next steps? And I think that's the goal of the bill.
Fisher says he doesn't think lawmakers should mandate any timelines for selecting an administrator for the single-payer plan, which will be called Green Mountain Care.
We have learned some things by the launch of Vermont Health Connect. I want them to be putting RFPs out for administrators of Green Mountain Care when they have the terms of those contracts ready.
But Fisher says it is appropriate for legislators to require the administration to deliver a more finely tuned analysis of how a publicly financed system would impact businesses in the state.
We don't know exactly what the revenue package will look like, but when we do have revenue packages in front of us, we need to fully understand the impacts on the business community.
Fisher, Ash, and other House and Senate leaders will meet later this month to reconcile their competing versions of the bill. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.